The Universal Proxy Card Rules, which were adopted by the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, in late 2022, appear to have given the activists more leverage. The rules, which require management and activist candidates to be listed on the same proxy card, give shareholders the ability to pick and choose among the management and activist candidates. As a result, it has become easier for activists to target weak management candidates and cheaper for them to run campaigns. Although the number of activist campaigns that led to proxy contests did not increase in 2023 or early 2024, the percentage of proxy contests that activists won increased significantly. In addition, the number of campaigns that resulted in an activist-favorable settlement increased. These trends suggest that companies are feeling greater pressure to settle because of the increased likelihood that they will lose if they engage in a proxy contest.
The SEC rolled out several significant changes impacting shareholder activism, including the Universal Proxy Card, updated 13D and 13G requirements, short sale disclosure requirements, and ESG disclosure requirements. A number of these changes were the first updates to market behavior in decades.
The implementation of the Universal Proxy Rule has altered the landscape of proxy contests by requiring that all director candidates be included on all proxy cards. Although this change was intended to increase transparency and shareholder choice, the actual impact on activist success in securing board seats appears to be minimal with respect to contests that go to a shareholder vote. However, an uptick in the speed and frequency of settlements between activists and companies suggests that the existence of the Universal Proxy Card regime may provide activists a limited advantage and encourage companies to seek common ground with activists sooner rather than later. The SEC's amendments to Schedule 13D and 13G, which shorten the filing deadlines for disclosing substantial stakes in companies, may have some effect on activists' approach to accumulating positions.
Since the Universal Proxy Card rules came into effect, activists have found it harder to win board control. Now that the proxy advisors and institutions can mix and match between the company and dissident nominees, they are much more inclined to go for one or two seats less than control, say for in the most severe cases of board entrenchment and company underperformance. It is worth noting that in situations where ISS and Glass-Lewis have split recommendations, activists have struggled to win even a single seat. One area where activists have continued to look to nominate a full slate and take control of the board is in situations where they are simultaneously demanding for the company to sell. This is enabling the investor to place the board under more pressure and makes the manda demands harder to dismiss when the company has to repel an activist board slate at the same time.
I do not see legal and regulatory developments significantly impacting shareholder activism. The Universal Proxy Card was not a game changer, nor were the recent amendments to the 13D disclosure requirements. The Moelis decision temporarily affected activist settlements, but not in any meaningful manner. Obviously, tougher enforcement of antitrust regulation may impact the strategies that activists use, but is unlikely to significantly change the likelihood of success of a particular matter. Activists try to consider these issues before they launch their campaigns, so these developments rarely affect outcomes. By way of example, if a legal or regulatory development made it easier to call shareholder meetings, such as by outlawing advance notice bylaw provisions, that type of structural change would give activists a greater advantage, but I think a development like that is unlikely, but not impossible.